Thank you very much. 36 minutes past the hour. We're visiting with Joe O'Donohue. He is the Republican nominee for Atlanta County Sheriff. There is a freshman sheriff running for re-election against Joe on November 3rd, and we're talking about various things. Law enforcement is backing O'Donohue. Scheffler was a cop from Atlantic City. He becomes the sheriff. He's in for a full 3 years, and all these different law enforcement agencies are not endorsing him. He has been rejected. I don't know how else you can say it. The $200,000 sheriff's vehicle was involved in an accident, and it's my understanding that a very disreputable process unfolded. In other words, I was told a cover-up was ensued as not to report this in a transparent fashion. Is that your understanding?
Well, that's what I was told, but I will tell you this. It is under investigation by some other authorities. The person who was driving this vehicle, who always does, is his chief warrant officer. Now, the chief warrant officer, instead of worrying about police services and duties, is driving this van and has an accident. And keep in mind, he was the chief of police prior to in Brigantine. And to quote his quote from Facebook, I was forced out of his office. And that same chief, who should understand basic motor vehicle law, his statement was that the other driver left before he could get information. Now, without commenting too much further on what's pending and what investigative agencies are involved, I'll say this to you. That should never happen. There is close to $15,000 worth of damage to this vehicle. And if an officer had done that, which has happened on three separate occasions, they wrote sheriff's officers, had them written tickets after the investigation was done, and said that they should have gotten those tickets or disciplinary action of some kind.
Was the chief warrant officer who, and I don't even know who that is, so maybe you can clue us in on that, but I don't know who that is. And I guess when you say a chief in Brigantine, when you say the name, I will probably know it when I hear it, but I still don't know who that is, even with that description in terms of profile of who it is. But I want to know, is the chief warrant officer, by what you know or have heard, was he responsible for the accident, or was he hit by another car?
The fact is that if you're involved in a crash, you're a police officer. How do you let the person who's involved in that crash leave the scene? How do you let that happen, Harry? How do I say it doesn't matter, he just left the scene?
Did somebody hit him, or did he hit them? Because you'd think there'd be total transparency. The vehicle was involved in a crash. The vehicle was hit by a car that then left the scene of the accident. So I'm trying to do accident reconstruction here, and it just seems it's usual Eric Scheffler secret squirrel stuff.
Well, the actuality of it is the state requires any accident that's $500 or above in damage requires a formal accident report without the exchange and you exchange information. When it's under that and you go your way, that's fine. But this is, like you said, it's close to $15,000 worth of damage.
Was it properly reported?
No, it was not.
And
how do you do that without the absence of the same person? How do you do that? You didn't even take their information and get their statement. Now you've made this a bias report because you have the statement by one vehicle involved. You never interviewed the other person. From what I'm told, other agencies are involved or other people were involved in looking into this accident.
Do you think this is going to turn out that somebody wanted the thing to just be that we don't even know who did it, and they were gone, and we'll just get the vehicle fixed, and we'll just go on from here? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, listen, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that somebody who claims to have all this years of police experience would let the other party leave the scene without taking their information. That speaks volumes to me. It's just not acceptable. It's not allowable. And the process followed procedurally. And I'm sure there's a shuffle now that they know there's an investigation to try to justify the action of that person. But the fact is there's already reports in place. There's only so much you can hide. The public has the right to know. And this, we already know that you had somebody who's receiving the salary from the county driving that vehicle, which is self-insured, and that person who should understand basic, how about basic motor vehicle law that any rookie officer would know, when you arrive on an accident, you hold all parties involved, you collect the information, and in that case, it happened in a neutral territory that agency had to come and investigate it.
But why was it important for him to say no sheriff's department employees drive it when clearly that's not true, because the chief warrant officer, correct me if I'm wrong, because I get called a liar by this guy anytime I report anything, the chief warrant officer is an employee within the sheriff's department, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I'm dealing with somebody who lies about me. So we've just established that the chief warrant officer is an employee of the sheriff's department. And did you not establish, Joe, that the chief warrant officer was driving this vehicle at the time of the accident?
He was driving it at the time of the accident.
So there's two things. So now that would make the statement in the debate, no sheriff's employees drive the Hope One vehicle, that would make that at best inaccurate. And probably a lie, because I mean, unless it's the most unlucky group on the planet, and that was the first time ever that a sheriff's department employee ever drove the Hope One van, and on the one and only time that it ever happened, they had a crash, that they've been less than transparent about dealing with the public over it. Why do you believe they've chosen you over the incumbent that's been doing the job for the past 3 years?
Well, for one, the agency has completely shied away from its core mission, which is law enforcement. It's just my plan's different. It'll be in partnership with agencies that are in place that have the people and the personnel trained to do that job, trained to do all kinds of things, rather than divert my men, my women, from my agency that do law enforcement work, and that's what they're trained to do the duties of the Hope Van. But, it, you know, I never want to diminish that. I've had personal tragedy in my own life that I can relate to the necessity of all these programs that we have and then some. And I will absolutely assist on a personal level, on a volunteer level, and I'll encourage volunteerism from the men and women of my agency. We will assist anybody, but we will also partnership with agencies in place, not have it be a sole sheriff's department run operation with, I don't even agree with having your picture on there as the sheriff. You know, what's important to know, Harry, is there was a little article in the paper. Hardly anybody saw it, and people are astounded. But, you know, when you put the sheriff's insignia on a vehicle, you have the responsibility and the liability and the representation of that and the pride in your shield to vet the people that work with that program and the people that do what they should do in that program. And continually you have to do background checks, updates. Well, you know, there were burglaries committed in Ventnor by a person who worked on the HOPE program. And nobody even saw that article. It was buried. The few people who did question me, and that has to do with your vetting process. The person was in front of the Superior Court judge to answer for his charges. His attorney said, my client is actively and aggressively pursuing a recovery program. Well, knowing that, why would you have them in a vehicle like that going around neighborhoods representing the sheriff's office? It brings disrepute to the agency and to my badge when that kind of thing happens. And it's a complete failure on the part of the present administration to properly vet the personnel that are involved in anything. That includes from the officers that you employ to your staff, your secretarial staff, dispatch staff, all important key positions with confidentiality involved. And you need to understand, you can't, if you don't vet people properly, this is exactly what happens. You leave the citizens vulnerable, and they're fair game and prey to these people.
Cape Atlantic PBA. That is a huge endorsement.
Well, it speaks volumes, and it should speak volumes. With great pride, I can't even tell you, these are my peers, Harry. These are the men and women who work the streets with me and also with the present sheriff. He's had 3 years in that position to prove himself as sheriff, and it's been in the opinion of law enforcement that he's a complete failure in the law enforcement community. He does not support us in anything that's back to blue, including when we had a big back to blue. And I say we. I wasn't the coordinator of that. I was a participant in that. And he was welcomed as many other people were. He didn't even come to the one in his own city.
Yeah, he plays this game of he's a Democrat, and so they got this kooky agenda. He's got to be against his own vocation right now. It's twisted and it's sick. Oh my gosh, he's very fortunate there's a pandemic, because he I believe will still be exposed, but he would really be exposed by now.
That's correct, and it speaks volumes again, because to the men and women that he worked with for 22 years, and they rejected him as well. And it just tells you that what's going on here is totally, he's absent. He's absent from office.
Let me talk about another creepy thing. It's my understanding that the Atlanta County Sheriff's officers also endorsed you, I believe unanimously again, but I'm not 100% certain about that. But that you were endorsed, and that the sheriff manipulated in some way, got someone to file some kind of contest that everybody wasn't notified, and that the vote was improper or whatever, and so they have to do it all over again. But you were, in fact, endorsed by his own Atlanta County Sheriff's officers. I just think it's very, very revealing that law enforcement does not support him. I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm just being accurate. I think that is very illustrative that there's a problem with this guy. When law enforcement doesn't support their own, there's a reason for that.